Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. For centuries, music has been an integral part of the culture in Western North Carolina. Music inhabits its purest form when people get together to make music with one another. In this spirit, the Fiddlers Convention is an essential element of the traditional music ecosystem in Western North Carolina. Across our region and over most of the calendar year, pickers gather to jam, camp, perform, compete, and just generally make merry. This tradition is long-standing. For this episode, we have adapted an article by music writer Derek Halsey, in which he revisited a newspaper article from the Watauga Democrat published on June 14, 1928, covering a fiddler's convention in the town of Blowing Rock.
Now we want you to appreciate the music, enjoy it, and if you enjoy it, let the musicians know that you appreciate it by a nice applause when they get through. But please don't be boisterous and hollering and cutting up when it's not necessary. I know you won't do that, but I'm just saying it as a precaution. We thank you for being here and come back next year.
In the early 1900s, fiddling became the focus of the roots music world. In the mid-1920s, for example, automobiler entrepreneur Henry Ford hosted fiddle contests at his fledgling car dealerships around the country. In 1928, folklorist, attorney, and musician Bascom Lamar Lunsford created the first ever mountain dance and folk festival in Asheville, North Carolina. This festival inspired the National Folk Festival and continues to this day. In that same year of 1928, it was Blowing Rock's turn to host a large gathering of fiddlers with the best in the region competing for prize money. The Watauga Democrat newspaper reported that fiddlers will fiddle at Blowing Rock. Many notable musicians will gather Friday and Saturday nights to compete for honors. This occasion was apparently much more than some musicians hanging around the back of an old stage and signing up to compete. The first sentence of the article states unequivocally that the event will be Blowing Rock's greatest fiddler's convention, which suggests that it wasn't the first. This gathering of the best fiddlers in the region was opened on Friday evening at 6 o'clock by a street concert by the Blowing Rock Band and a parade to the school auditorium for the opening performance of the convention. The article continues saying that the music attendees could expect to hear a wide range from old-time fiddling to the playing of a teacher of violin music.
Number 21 now, judges, is from North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Lost John Ray, his full name. He's going to play for us the old-timey Cumberland Gap. Now, this is the Cumberland Gap the way they used to play it a long time ago.
In addition to the fiddle contest, an acclaimed vaudeville act would headline the gathering with a full show. On the bill was Bristol, Tennessee's Smokey Davis and the Tenniva Ramblers, two separate acts that performed together on occasion. The Tenniva Ramblers were a string band that formed in 1924 and featured Claude Grant on guitar, Jack Grant on mandolin, and fiddler Jack Pierce. The group became popular while appearing on the Asheville radio station WWNC, and they would also make history by recording three songs for Ralph Peer during his historic 1927 recording session in Bristol. According to the article, Smokey Davis is known all over the country as a vaudeville comedian who keeps the audience rocking with laughter while the Ramblers fill the house with music. The other groups that were on the bill of this 1928 gathering included the Mooresville Band from the Foothills and the Tennessee Mountaineers from Johnson City, Tennessee. The town of Boone was represented by the East Boone String Band, and the host town of Blowing Rock was represented by the Jenkins String Band. One of the star competitors to arrive in Blowing Rock that weekend was fiddlin' Dud Vance, who is still remembered in the old-time world. Vance lived from 1880 until 1962. By the time he appeared at the Blowing Rock Fiddlers Convention in 1928, while in his late 40s, the article states that Vance had appeared in some 200 contests and won the majority of them. Vance was from Bluff City, Tennessee, and even recorded 6 songs for the OK record label, yet only 2 cuts were released by the company. Then the article lists many of the individual fiddlers who would compete at the event, including Amos Ward, A.R. Green, Miss Mabel Cook, Ralph Story, J.B. Smith, Frank Williams, Fillmore Fox, B.K. Jenkins, Grayson Story, and Rogan Wood. The article also mentions luthier Rob Miller of Caldwell County, which begins on the south side of Blowing Rock, and that several of his handmade instruments would be played during the contest. The organizers of the event stayed true to the old-time tradition, yet also brought something modern into the entertainment mix to bring in a younger audience. As for the dancing displays at the Blowing Rock Fiddlers Convention in 1928, many of the area's best cloggers performed in between the featured acts. They also brought in dancers who performed the Charleston, which was one of the newest and hippest dances of the 1920s.
Well, Riley, let's play that old tune we played a long time ago on that Fiddler's Convention record, you know, that hell broke loose in Georgia.
Good, let's go.
Go to town.
Young pickers cut their teeth today on contest stages all across Western North Carolina. Music adapts to technology and ways of living, as do fiddlers' conventions. We hope you've enjoyed this window into the past, courtesy of Derek Halsey, showcasing how these traditions have persisted and adapted over the past century. To learn more about fiddlers' conventions, visit BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.